there would be no reason for the existence of a party if people can do as they please. We are an organized party. That's why in any situation, there is what is called collective responsibility. So if the councillors, like what has happened in this regard, were asked to nominate somebody, and they did, and another one nominate somebody, they did, and then people are asked to vote secretly. And once they voted secretly, then the party said, fine, that is what we will support. That is democratic. When they now go to the chamber, that thing should be exactly the same as when they were voting in the presence of the national executive. For them to go into the chamber and they do otherwise, which was not agreed with them and the national executive, I believe is a violation of the rules.
What are the provisions of your party's constitution?
I believe that these matters should go to the disciplinary committee, and the disciplinary committee itself should determine what the punishment would be. But I think that what is important is a matter of principle, that once they've agreed with the party leadership, they should actually carry out what they are supposed to carry out.
We also understand you have advised the leadership that the same disciplinary action should be taken in Bulawayo because councillors didn't vote according to the party decision.
No, I am not advising about any particular local authority. If they didn't do that in Victoria Falls, they should be held to account. If they didn't do that in Mutare, Kwekwe, Redcliffe, Bulawayo, they should be held to account.